This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned in to the new eHealth Radio Network. On the show today, we are with Angela O'Meara, the president of the Professional Image Incorporated, a PR and marketing firm that has specialized in strategic marketing and high-profile media campaigns for doctors and medical companies for over 24 years. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm just so happy to be here today.
Well, thanks for taking out the time to spend a little time with us and tell us all about what you do. So what do you see as the most important aspect of marketing a physician or medical company should add to their practice?
Well, you know, Eric, over the years I've kind of seen, you know, lots of shifts in the medical community, as most of us have. And the one thing that I do really believe is still kind of the most persuasive and effective way of any kind of a marketing program is through publicity. And by that I mean appearances on television, interviews, on radio shows such as yours, magazine articles, you know, interviews in the newspaper. And I really still think it really is kind of the best way for a medical practice or a physician to get their message out there and in a real credible, you know, effective and ethical way.
Well, why is PR considered to be so powerful?
Well, you know, it really is very persuasive. You know, and I think you just kind of, you know, kind of look at the history of television. You look at how the internet has exploded, and that that visual communication, especially, is really convincing to the public. People seem to believe what they see, and by publicity, you know, it's perceived as being, well, that physician or that medical group must be experts at what they do, or that newscaster, that anchor, you know, would not have interviewed them on the 5 o'clock news, versus the commercials that, you know, which is paid advertising, which people can now, you know, just use TiVo, and they don't even need to watch advertising anymore on television unless they want to. And so I think PR has really kind of come to the forefront, especially within the last couple of years, of being extremely sought after and very powerful in communicating a good message.
Well, you certainly have made some good points. There are also several popular TV shows featuring doctors. Can any physician be a guest on these types of shows?
You know, Eric, that's a really good question because, you know, what I found over the years is not every physician is ready for prime time. And not every physician wants prime time, and it really is kind of for the type of shows, like there are the shows like The Doctors and Dr. Oz, and there's more shows in production. Our agency is actually working with 3 or 4 different casting agencies right now who are literally having doctors audition for television shows. You know, it takes a real kind of, you know, specialized desire, I guess, on the part of the physician to be in that driver's seat on a show like that. But then as far as being a guest on a show like The Doctors, pretty much, yes, anybody can be a guest on that show if they have a good story to tell or if they have a patient that has a good story to tell. And so that really right there is what it's all about, is if you are a physician or you are a medical group and you have something that you really believe is a good TV story, that will help you get a you know, guest spot on such a highly rated show like those that we just talked about.
Today we are with Angela O'Meara, the president of the Professional Image Incorporated, a PR and marketing firm that has specialized in strategic marketing and high-profile media campaigns for doctors and medical companies for over 24 years, here with us today on the eHealth Radio Network. Angela, it seems that there is a trend in the medical community of moving toward elective surgery and concierge medicine. How can doctors improve their image so they can attract the type of patient interested in non-insurance treatments?
Well, you know, Eric, the difference, you know, with non-insurance treatments versus insurance treatments is people are spending cash. And so, you know, there's definitely a big trend, and especially, you know, a third of the aging population now is over 55. The baby boomers. One thing about the baby boomers is, you know, they kind of like their gadgets. They, you know, they like their iMacs and their iBooks, and they like their nice wines and their nice standard of living. And they've really come to this decision based on their desires for having what I call luxury items. You know, healthcare is for some, considered to be a luxury item. They're not willing to put up with, you know, with inadequate care or lines at the doctor's office, you know, or, you know, not the right diagnosis, not the right treatment. And so I think that is what has happened with, as insurance is changing, more elective procedures are becoming more popular, especially cosmetic surgery is something that's very popular. But even for general health and wellness, I mean, the concierge medicine is really, you know, becoming quite strong now. And again, I think it's because people are realizing, well, you know, I'm spending so much money on insurance, but I'm not getting the quality of care that I want and that I feel I deserve. And so, therefore, I will spend cash to get good health care. So if you figure, you know, as a physician or as a concierge group who's going after that market, you have now entered the luxury purchase arena. And that luxury purchase that people make, it could be anything from designer clothes, it could be anything from a trip on a safari, it could also be a refrigerator, you know, or a new stove, or a good or a product or service that is considered a buy for those people. And it's the same with they're buying medicine. And so the first step to me is for the physicians that are entering that arena of elective concierge medicine is you're dealing with a different patient. You're not dealing with a patient who will put up with, like I said, you know, less than adequate treatment. And you're not necessarily dealing with patients who are sick and in need of you. You're dealing with patients who are looking to maintain their health or better their health from what they already have. So you therefore need to present a different environment for them.
Of course, we are seeing an increase in popularity of Facebook and other social media platforms. What are your thoughts on how the medical community could embrace this new method of connecting with potential patients and how they can embrace it while maintaining their medical ethics?
You know, that right there, what you just said, Eric, medical ethics is key to me anyway in any campaign, marketing campaign, PR campaign, social media campaign, or whatever it is that the physician or the medical group is doing to, you know, put their name out there to the general public. Facebook, you know, I think this, you know, they've reached a billion users. I mean, it's unbelievable number of people on Facebook. You know, I really believe that there is a place within the whole arena of practice promotion and practice marketing within social media. I don't think, as I said earlier, it's PR to me is still number one. People are still watching television, especially, you know, for this concierge, this elective field. Social media to me is definitely a younger audience. And so as a medical provider, if it's the younger, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 age group, then social media is a great added resource to you to expand your message. 55 plus, yes, definitely. They are on the news in social media. Again, they're used to the iPads and the iPods. You know, all the different technological advances we've seen in the last 10 years. You know, but I still think that social media is something to be done with caution. There's an old saying that actually a doctor client of mine says to me, which is, you can't unring the bell. Meaning, you know, once you ring the bell, it continues to ring. And the same goes for anything on the internet. Anything you put out there, you can't take it back. And so when you enter into a social media campaign of any kind, you have to enter into it with a lot of strategy, a lot of pre-thinking, and, you know, really consider the image and the message and the means of communicating that you are going to get into to expand your reach through social media. You know, do I think social media is here to stay? Absolutely. And it's going to become more and more beneficial in the future. But for those doctors entering into it now, I would say, you know, just kind of do it with caution. Definitely embrace it. But do you have a good strategy and way of delivery to get your message out?
Well, you hit on some good points there. Not only did you mention the medical ethics, but also the fact that you need a strategy and to use caution. That's certainly good advice. Now, I know, Angela, that you're based in California. Tell me, how do you work with doctors and medical companies in other parts of the country?
Well, you know, you're right. Yes, we are based here in California. We have, you know, I've been in business for just over 24 years in this medical elective field, and we have worked with clients in other countries. And so, you know, working outside of California is not a problem. We have clients now in Florida, in New York, in Atlanta. So in other states, again, the core thing that we provide to the physicians and medical groups is, of course, publicity, but followed with consulting, with practice management, strategizing, social media outreach, and the whole, you know, umbrella of marketing is we provide all of those services. A lot of what we do, we don't need to be in somebody's office to be doing that. We can work from our own office here in California. The media is, you know, spread across the country, of course. And so in LA, of course, we have a lot of casting agencies, as I mentioned earlier, you know, for these television shows, a more reality physician type television shows. New York, you have, you know, the women's magazines. But in between that, we have a whole lot of other media outlets. And so it's no problem working outside of California. And we also, you know, Skype has been kind of a great addition, or, you know, video conferencing has been such a great addition, again, within the last couple of years. And so we've really taken advantage of being able to better communicate via a Skype or via a video conferencing. So our clients feel like we're right there with them. And then, of course, email is unbelievable in how it's really taken over everyone's lives. And so, you know, email is a big means for us to be able to communicate with our clients. But again, you know, because we've had such experience working in so many different states, we are very familiar with media in different areas. And so we actually have a lot of fun working with out-of-state clients.
We've been speaking with Angela O'Mara, the president of the Professional Image Incorporated, a PR and marketing firm that has specialized in strategic marketing and high-profile media campaigns for doctors and medical companies for over 24 years. The website of reference is theprofessionalimage.com. Angela, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on the eHealth Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I did as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network. And until next time, enjoy.